I magnify your name. I will magnify your name in all the earth. Lord, I magnify your name. Lord, I magnify your name in all the earth. That's why we exist, Lord. Lord, we magnify your name, Ancient of Days, Lion of the tribe of Judah. Lord, we magnify your name. Kneeler of the valley, we magnify your name. Adonai God, we magnify your name. Elohim, Lord, we magnify your name in all the earth. Lord, we magnify your name. Lord, we magnify your name. Lord, we magnify your name in all the earth. Abba, Father, we magnify your name. Lord, we magnify your name. Lord, we magnify your name in all the earth. We say thanks, thanks. We give you for all you have done. We are so blessed, our soul has found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh Lord, we give you thanks. That is why you are called Jehovah, Almighty God. That is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you will do, that is what you have done. That is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah. Yes, you are called Jehovah, Lord. That is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you will do, that is what you have done. That is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you will do, that is what you have done. That is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you will do, that is what you have done. Even that could not Jesus is Lord. Even death could not hold you captive, Lord. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Even death could not hold you captive. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. Hallelujah.
Lenglus so pronde de libris so sozie
Ella brondololo susidia dolo prosusiato. Enda la prosusiando lo siate. Enda la prosusiando lo siato. Enda la presi I calibruso sosia. Enda la prosto susiando lo siane. Lenglo custoso siato lo prosusie. Enda la prosiando lo siate. Reign in me, yes. Sovereign Lord, reign in me, O God. Reign in me, sovereign. Reign in me, hallelujah. Sovereign Lord, reign in me, O God. Reign in me, sovereign. I don't know whether it is true or not. I don't know how they come about. It was never a desire in my heart to ask the Lord for what He wants to do in terms of on a monthly basis, on a yearly basis. But we went on as the Lord started us off. He begins to give us focuses for every month. And really, over the period of time, I learned that indeed God will speak of the end from the beginning. Every dream and every vision will speak about one thing that God wants to accomplish in its season, in its time. And in obedience to God, God begins to make His word good, and God begins to speak from month to month and year to year. And we begin to see that as we come into year 2014, I saw the Lord by His infinite mercy begin to speak about what He's going to do. We'll speak about nations and speak about individuals and speak about our place. And I have sat down and I've looked, I have known and I have seen God faithful. I have seen, beloved, not only on the yearly basis, on the individual month basis, our God who spoke and performed every word that He has spoken to us. Everything that He said He will do, that is what He has done. So whenever God speaks unto a person, unto a people, He calls forth the things that are not as though they are. When the caller is God, whatever He calls, they answer to Him. Everything that God says, He speaks the invisible world into the seen world so that the seen world can experience the invisible word of God. He called for those things that are not as though they are, and they became by the word of God who spoke, who can never lie. So everything that God says per time, God has a reason for saying what He said, and anything that He says is what He does, because He has spoken them, and whatever He said answer according to the way He has spoken them. But what I want us to see this morning is that everything that God says, there is a journey to its realization, and God guides, and God will aid us, and God will guide us, and God will instruct us, and God prepare us to come into what He is saying. So He gives us a privilege to understand what Israel must do, like the sons of Issachar. The word of the Lord will talk about the sons of Issachar in 1 Chronicles chapter number 12. It says, of the sons of Issachar, men who understood the times. 1 Chronicles chapter number 12, verse number 32, of the sons of Issachar. Men who understood the times. They understood the times. of what Israel should do . Understanding the times is not just enough, but wisdom presents to us what we must do in time. They understood these times and they have knowledge. They know what Israel must do. Israel are God's covenanted people. They know what Israel must do in every level. Their chiefs, the word of the Lord said their chiefs were 200 men, and all their kinsmen were at their command. Their chiefs were 200 men, and every one of their kinsmen, their brethren, become subjected to them. Why? Because they understand the time and they know, they have knowledge of what the all of Israel must do. So all these men, they were just 200 men. And by having divine understanding of times, and the wisdom to know what to do in every season, they become leaders over their own people. This scripture begins to help us to understand that the one that could decipher time and understand and have wisdom of the know-how in every season is the one that rules over those who does not have knowledge of time and know what to do. Everyone, if you're looking for a confused man, you're looking for a man that does not understand what they must do. You're looking at a man that is fidgety, a man that is miserable, a man that can be confused, a man, beloved, that can be in a state of trouble, traumatic experiences, a man that worries, a man, beloved, that could not, if they don't know what to do, it is like being in a state of darkness. But when knowledge comes of in a particular season, you and I will see that the light gets turned on, that is the depth of understanding that terminates the fear of the unknown and the fear of the invisible. And God brought you and I into a place in Him whereby He begins to confide in us what He wants to do in our lives, in our land, and in the life of those that are connected to us, in our nation and in our world. It's because in order for us to have a dominion mandate and to stand where God placed us and to run our race without looking back, we need to have understanding of what time am I in. What must I do? What is designed for my accomplishment in this time and in this season? The word of the Lord is clear. Time as in measurement is known to everyone, and we call it 24 hours, 7 days, a week. The same timing is applied to everybody because the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The word of the Lord will say, even as long as the heaven and the earth remains, ever sees. It smells the aroma of the offering and the sacrifice that Noah made after coming out of the ark. When the flood ceased, he said, I will no longer destroy the earth anymore. Of course, the ground of which the living thing, as I have done, he was aware that the intent of the earth of man was evil. So, because of man, he said, I will not do this to wipe away the earth, but beloved, he begins to talk about timing. He begins to talk about seasons. He begins to talk about day and night. He created them. When we have understanding of the times, you are understanding, you are having access to what God has created. Beloved, that cannot fail because God let us in into the season and let us in into his timing and give us insight into what he wants to do per time. And if God's word was true, that we have just seen in Genesis chapter number 8, verse 22, it is evident, it is undebatable, it is, beloved, it's not negotiable, because just a few days ago, we were in the winter season. And the season change, and all of our things come with seasonal changes. The weatherman will tell us that they decided before the end of the year that the clock will change at this time because we are coming into a new season. But the weatherman can decipher the weather because of the formation of the cloud and the wind that blows to it. They don't know what we must do in the season of summer or in the season of timing. But every governmental body of the nation, they plan, like every governmental authority in any office space, business space will also plan. They will put something on the table. We want to build this skyscraper. We want to build this cloud software. We want to build this role. The person who has the portfolio of the country can say, we have to build this number of roads. We have to make sure that this number of people are able to get jobs. We have to start something. But they really do not have power over a complete power in ensuring that it was done. They engage human hands and they engage various machinery to get the job done. But the God who created the universe, who is your father, ordered the season and is the one that put man on the throne, is the one that demotes and beloved and promotes, is the one that can put man up and put another one down, is the one that can raise the lowly, is the one that can change the season and change times. And if my covenant brought us to the month of April, he who is the governor of all the affairs of the earth, the one that says, beloved, by covenant, that not only will he bring us into an understanding of his time, our own time, he because we are going to acknowledge this time that God has ordained this season, that God has ordained, we are coming into it, beloved, with assurance of what God wants to do in the month of April. The word of the Lord, David begins to express what he has heard. David begins to say what he has gone through in life. He begins to cry out to the Most High God and say to the Lord, in Psalm number 31, in verse number 5, into your hand I commit my spirit. O Lord God of truth, into your hand I commit my spirit. If you commit your spirit into the hand of man, beloved, you commit your life into the hand of man. They don't have the capacity to sustain you, because man appear and disappear, but God remains the same forevermore. In the same way is his word. God's word, it is forever. David says, I commit my life. When he's talking about the commitment, beloved, of his spirit, he was saying to the Lord, unto you I place my life. I came to a conclusion, beloved. If we are going to sell to this month that God said to us, it is our month to access and leave heaven on earth, it is a place, it is a season of total yieldedness. Whenever God speaks, I realize in the midst of the month, even immediately as the month opens up, I see that everything that God says, he has a reason to have said it. David opened up that psalm. Say to the Lord, I have come to you. I place my trust and took refuge in you. Let me never be ashamed. In your righteousness, rescue me. Incline your ear to me. Deliver me quickly. Be my rock of refuge and a strong fortress to save me. Yes, you are my rock, my fortress. For your name's sake, you will lead me and guide me. And to know what Israel must do, like the sons of Issachar is saying, there is a need to be led, there is a need to be guided. The person who does not know what they ought to do is the person that could walk into anything and they don't know what they are walking into because they don't know what to do. David was facing a whole lot of things, but he said, I need a rescue, I need a help, I need to be secure. He needs security. He needs so quick. But he said, not for my sake, but for your name's sake, you will lead me and guide me. You will draw me out of the net that they have secretly laid for me. David was in trouble. Draw me out of the net. Man has secretly laid for me. David was in a stage whereby he needed the courage, he needed the strength. He found himself in a place that he least expected, but man shadily, manipulatedly got him into the mess. He said, for you are my strength and my stronghold. Even right now, into your arm. Into your hand, I commit my spirit. What is David saying? He said, I put my life in your hands. As this mouth opened up, the God of timing and the God of season, the God that understands all things and everything, in Hebrews 4:13 says, were open before him. Nothing is hidden before our God. It is expedient, beloved, that we commit ourselves into the hand of the Most High God. Pastor Jerome, we talked on Wednesday as he was teaching us the word of the Lord. It will help us to see that God has a process that will take every man through in order to bring us to the promise of his purpose for us. And he begins to read to us Colossians 1:27-29. It says, for God wanted them to know that the riches and glory of Christ are for you Gentiles too, and this is the secret. Christ lives in you. This gives you assurance of sharing so we tell others about Christ, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom. Warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom. Let me open that scripture so that I can read it and you can hear that scripture again. Because we are taking charge, we begin the third episode from midnight, but we are taking charge, we are committing the totality of our life into his hand. Oh, God wanted them to know that the riches and glory of Christ are for you Gentiles too, and this is the secret. Christ lives in you. This gives you assurance of sharing his glory. So we tell others about Christ, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all the wisdom God has given us. We want to present them to God perfect in fellowship with Christ. That's why I walk and struggle to so hard, depending on Christ's mighty power that works within me. Paul says, everything that I know, everything that God has said, make me to work harder than everybody else, beloved, so that he can present everybody to God, beloved, having a perfect relationship with Christ. He's looking in this season for personalities that will relate with him, personalities that will walk with him, personalities that will understand the time and the season. Beloved, we have seen the church ages. We have seen different faces in the church. Beloved, but I tell you now, the heart of man is desperately wicked. The darkness will go darker, but the light of God inside of the believer who truly will walk with God will shine brighter and brighter. Why is the light shining? So that many other souls can be drawn unto the Lord. Because the word of the Lord says, in order for us to share in his glory, it is the glory that we know that we can share in and share with others. And it is impossible to know this unless we get God. And we can't get God unless we are able to lay our all down for him. But this is the season, beloved, that we come into in the month of April, that God is going to make a demand on us for a total yieldedness. In the state of yielding, you can look like a fool. Others might be gaining. You might look like you are missing out. The man that God gave Genesis chapter number 8:22 by covenant was like a fool in his time. We are talking about Noah. He engaged in a righteous work, beloved, for 122 years, 120 years. Men possibly were laughing at him. They possibly were mocking him that he was doing what has never been done before. They might have told him there can never be rain. They might have told him that this gigantic structure that you are doing, you look smarter than other people. They might tell him, you are not smart at all. Beloved, whatever he was invested, we saw that the Lord commanded him to build, but we didn't see it written that God gave him everything that he was using. How Noah constructed the ark, it was different than the tabernacle that Moses built, the people gave. And beloved, and Moses erected a tabernacle. Solomon built a temple for the Lord. His father David has gathered everything that he needed. But yet the word of the Lord came unto Noah, and he said to him, I want you to build me an ark. He located him among many others. God told him, build an ark. Beloved, he obeyed God, and he built God the ark. And beloved, that was a season. There was a season for instruction. There was to do what was commanded to do. But we found a man that yielded to God. And God said, I can do with this man the word of the Lord. Tell us that Noah was 500 years when he had his three children. Genesis chapter number 5. Genesis chapter number 6. The word of the Lord said, then the people began to multiply on the earth, and the daughters were born to them. The sons of God saw the beautiful women and took any they wanted as their wives. Then the Lord said, my spirit will not put up with humans for such a long time, for they are only mortal flesh. And God said, in the future, their normal lifespan will be no more than 120 years. God himself looked at the extent of wickedness on the earth. He saw that everything they thought or imagined was consistently and totally evil. So the Lord was sorry, the God who created the heavens and the earth. He was sorry. He was sorry. He saw the imagination of man's heart. He was sorry that he had made men and put them on the earth. It broke his heart. And the Lord said, I will wipe this human race I have created from the face of the earth. Yes, and I will destroy every living thing, all the people, the large animals, the small animals, the scurry along the ground, and even the birds of the sky. I am sorry, I have made them, but Noah found favor with the Lord. He found favor. And God said, this is the account of Noah and his family. Beloved, a man that was 500 years old. There is hope for you. There is hope for me. He said Noah was a righteous man. The only blameless man living on earth at the time. And he walked in close fellowship with God. Genesis chapter number 1, chapter number 6, verses 9. God gave us the background of a man that God worked with. Abel's decision was related to him. The word of the Lord said he found favor. He was a righteous man, the only righteous man, the only blameless man, the only man that walked in total and commitment and relationship. He was walking with the Lord. And God said to him, related to him about the evil's agenda, and said to him, I have decided to destroy all living creatures, for they have filled the earth with violence. God was working by time and in a season. In that season, he located Noah. He said, I want to destroy all these things that I have created. I want to wipe them all out along with the earth. And God said, build a large boat from cypress wood and waterproof it with tar inside and out. Then construct the decks and stairs throughout its interior. Make the boat 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet. Leave an 18-inch opening below the roof all the way around the boat. Put the door on the side and build 3 decks inside the boat, lower, middle, and upper. God give the detail, the specificity that was in the heart of God, that which was already constructed in the mind of God, the God of heaven that rules over the affairs of men. He said, here is the detail. He gave the measurement. He gave the specificity. There was clarity about it. There was precise information given to him. God spoke to him with specificity. He spoke with him with precision. God, beloved, by the time God finished with Noah, beloved, you can see the boat. Even though he is yet to begin to get his hand dirty, he said, look, I am about to cover the earth with a flood that will destroy it. How the boat will sail was made known unto him. God said there will be a flood. The flood will destroy the earth, but the flood will make your boat to sail. He said, I will destroy every living thing. Everything on earth will die, but I will confirm my covenant with you. Beloved, hear ye the word of the Lord. It says, so, enter the boat, you and your wife and your sons and their wives, and bring a pair of every kind of animal, a male and a female, into the boat with you to keep them alive during the flood. So enter. He has not, excuse me, build that boat. But when God reveals heaven details to him, this picture you can see, Noah already saw the boat. Noah, with the eyes of the spirit, with the eyes of a spiritual man that is submitted to the God and is communicating to him, that he walks with in fellowship, he can literally see that the boat has been constructed. And he can see that he got into the boat. And God gave all the details which you and I will know. And God said, be sure to take on board enough food for your family and for all the animals. And so Noah did everything exactly as God had commanded. But a man that walked with God, the word of the Lord said, saw Noah. Did everything exactly as God has commanded him. I decree over our life, in this month of April 2016, that right in this place, in the life of every soul that hears me on this altar, from today, it will be impossible for us to live our life in ignorance of the timing and the seasons of God, in ignorance of the divine agenda of heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus. But I decree and declare that from this season, we will walk with God through Christ Jesus, and we will have a relationship with him that make God to trust us with heaven's agenda while we are living on earth. The heaven's agenda was revealed to him to do on the earth. He was living right here. Beloved, he was living heaven on earth. Every day Noah was carving and eating a nail on that wood that he had carved, as is measuring the length and the breadth of the same. He was putting on earth what heaven had already decreed. It was not by assumption or not by it was not by guesstimate. Beloved, he was unruffled, he was untroubled, he was unmoved by what moves other men. Other people, they were going in their own direction. Noah was 500 years. When God came and spoke with him, he did according to the divine instruction of the Most High God. The flood came. When Noah was 600 years, you have to see that he was focused. Continue to do the doings that he was instructed by God to do. Men were passing through and seeing him busy building what they think cannot sell. Man saw him busy doing what does not make sense to them, but it makes sense unto the God who told him what he must do at the right season in above the flood. He entered into the boat. I wonder what other men were looking at when he was going into that boat. They might think we still see him. He was living in his house. But look at him. He's going into the boat. He beloved, he took, according to what God had said, took everything. And beloved, as he boarded, the Bible says in verse number 4, God speaking to him, he said, 7 days from now, I will make rain pour down on the earth, and it will rain for 40 days and 40 nights until I have wiped from the earth all the living things I have created. So, again, Noah did everything as the Lord commanded him. On board the boat, I will bring the rain. On board the boat, I will bring the rain. God was leading and guiding him. God was instructing him per time on every step he must take. That is the man. Beloved, abundant in faith, embarked on the journey in faith, he saw what God has spoken. Beloved brethren, I pray over our lives in this commission that the word of the Lord will be so real to you and I, like you can touch it as you can touch everything around you that is visible. That heaven will be real to you while you're on earth, that we don't live our life by what appears, but we live our life by the standard of the word of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Noah was living in the midst of hostility, in the midst of strange people, with strange languages, with strange behavioral patterns, and strange, beloved manifestation that God was displeased with. He chose to live right. He chose to do what is right. He had a genuine and outstanding relationship with God. He gave himself over totally to God when other men gave themselves over to themselves and to their things, over to all the things that the word of the Lord said the sons of God, they were intermingling with the daughters of men, and they were married and given in marriages. They were running the race in a manner that it is displeasing unto God. In the meantime, Noah looked like a loser. But it was only a matter of time for him to be unburdened on that boat. The door of the boat was shut, and those who probably thought that he had wasted his time all along probably desired to get into the boat, but the door had been shut. It was too late. Rain had started. Beloved, only Noah survived, and his house with those who were with him, with everything that was with him, until the water receded. We have come into the month of April. It is the month whereby we must access heaven and live on earth as if we are living in heaven. And how can we come? show that Noah experienced the faithfulness of God who has promised him, beloved, because he kept him and his household safe in the time of trouble on the earth. He said, I entrust my spirit into your hand. Beloved, the whole agenda. That's why I was talking to one of my brothers yesterday. My eyes was watering. There are many things inside of me I could not express or articulate by words. I have to hold myself. This is not like any other month, beloved. If you have run your race and do your thing, I am admonishing you and your household. It is time to get off the driver's seat and let God drive you. Everything to access heaven on earth and to do on earth what heaven is doing, it is mandatory that you and I give the totality of our life unto the one who has called us. David was speaking the same words that the Lord Jesus Christ says. Unto the Lord, he committed his spirit. He said, no man took his life, he gave it. David was, yes, he's speaking about the Messiah. He said, nobody took my life, but I gave it. He yielded his spirit unto the Lord. Beloved, Jesus cried out in his death. Beloved, he said, the word of the Lord said in Luke 23, Luke chapter number 23, verse 44. It was now about the sixth hour, and darkness fell over the whole land until the ninth hour, because the sun was obscured and the veil of the temple torn into two. And Jesus cried out with a loud voice, said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his last. Beloved, he to the point of death said, I do the will of my Father who has sent me. When it is day for the night coming that no man can walk, Jesus committed to divine heavenly agenda, but yet was living like a man, and you like me or you on earth. He yielded everything in his totality unto God in order to create for you and for me a passageway so that if we can have access unto God, our Father. So he's telling us, indeed, according to the minute detail, he said unto Pilate, for this purpose I have come, for this truth I have proclaimed. And when it was time, beloved, of his departure, he was fearless, unafraid, and he said unto you, I yield my spirit. To yield ourselves unto God, beloved, Jesus became a role model. He did according to what God had said. In the same way that the boat and you care about my the anguish of my soul. You have not handed me over to my enemies, but have set me in a safe place. Have mercy, oh Lord, for I am in distress. Tears blot my eyes. My body and soul are withering away. I am dying from grief. My ears are shutting my sadness. Sin has drained my strength. I am wasting away from within. I am scorned by all my enemies and despised by my neighbors. Even my friends are afraid to come near me. When they see me on the street, they run the other way. I am ignored as if I were dead, as if I were a broken pot. I have heard the many rumors about me, and I'm surrounded by terror. My enemies conspired against me, plotting to take my life. But I am trusting you, O Lord, saying, you are my God. My future is in your hand. My future is in your hand. Rescue me from those who hunt me down relentlessly. Let your favor shine on your servant. In your failing love, rescue me. Don't let me be disgraced, O Lord, for I call out to you for help. Let the wicked be disgraced, and let them lie silent in the grave. Silence their lying lips, those proud and arrogant lips that accuse the godly. How great is the goodness you have stored up for those who fear you. You lavish it on those who come to you for protection, blessing them before the watching world. You hide them in the shelter of your presence, save from those who conspire against them. You shelter them in your presence, far from accusing tongues. David begins to talk about the safety, about the refuge, about the unfailing love of God that make his only son to that create the passageway, the demonstration of his love that gives you and I access to heaven to be able to call God our Father. The word of the Lord said, no man can come unto the Father. No man can come unto the Father. No man can come unto the Father, Jesus said, except through me. For he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father. Beloved, even everything in the house of Noah, they got into the house of God through the man that has a divine connectivity with heaven and knows the time and the season that he must enter. God was detailed. God was saying, start the job now. God said, it's taking 100 years. Finish now. It is time for you to onboard. These are what he said, onboard. It is so you said, build, onboard. Beloved, then he began to start to build. And when he built it, according to the details that was given to him, beloved, and Jesus will say to you and I, so that we can know what we are doing this morning. Jesus said, I don't do anything of my own. What I see my Father do, that is what I do. So it means that Abel's agenda was continually unraveled to Jesus, and everything that we saw him do from life till his time of death was just about what Abel has decided to see done. Every place that you saw him go to, he was living on the earth, the reality of heaven, in the same manner that Noah lived on the earth, the reality of heaven's agenda. It is not just a story. It was written for us. That is why, beloved, John 14 says, nobody can come unto God because Jesus is the way to God. It's the way for us to have access to heaven's agenda. It's the way for us, beloved, who has gone through the veil and shed his blood in demonstration of his love, because what is required in order in verse number 19 and verse number 18, it said unto you, I will upon you I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It said, I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom. And it said, whatsoever you allow on earth must have been allowed in heaven. Whatsoever you disallow on earth has been disallowed in heaven. The key of the kingdom, you and I will have to know that it's not talking about the earthly kingdom. It said, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom was that of this world, then my disciples will not have allowed me to be handed over to the Jews. John chapter number 18, from verse number 36. So we are believers in this season that must live beyond the earthly kingdom, the earthly structure. We are personalities that God is migrating, beloved, into his own eternal kingdom. But beloved, while we are on earth, we are still going to live as kingdom people who have access to heaven and live on earth as if we were in heaven already. Because the things of the kingdom of heaven, they are made known unto us. And you are saying, does it mean that we die? No, I'm not talking about physical death. Living heaven on earth means you are living according to the divine mandate, according to the divine will of God. You are ruling and reigning on the precept of the word of God. Jesus lived like that. We saw Noah live like that. And how do you know that you are qualified to live like that? Beloved, he said, if you have known me, if you have known me, you have known my Father also. If you have known me, you have known my Father also. If you have known me, you have known my Father also. Beloved, if we know the Father, the beloved through Christ, he has given an access for us to access the Father. That is why Hebrews chapter number 4, Hebrews chapter number 4 begins to tell us of how we can know the Father. Hebrews 4, we know him by his word. And Jesus is that, but is the word of the living God. Elami atu kagususi atua. Elabia atua atua atu. Ondegege limnus oote. Endige kukutuzozia atua asotue. Endegege limnus oote. Istondegege limnus oote. Endege kukusoto. Endegege limnus oote. Isopia atua. Hebrews chapter number 4 verse 9. The word of the Lord begins to say, it said, there remained therefore a rest to the people of God. In the midst of a troubled world, there is a rest for our soul. There remained a rest for those who have come to know God. There is a rest that we're still waiting for. For all who have entered into God's rest have rested from their labors, just as God did after creating the world. He said, let us do our best to enter that rest. But if we disobey God, as the people of Israel did, we will fall. The rest that God has promised us, beloved, there is a catalyst that brings us into it. It's called obedience. For the word of party between the soul and spirit, between joints and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before His eyes, and is the one to whom we are accountable. How do we come to this rest through obedience? How do we enter into this rest of God? It is an inner resolute, beloved, that every believer has who connect with God. But Jesus is our high priest. He was the one that first Peter talked about. He was the one who bought our redemption. There was no spot, there was no wrinkle in him. Nor the word of the Lord said God found him. A man that was blameless, a righteous man, a man that was favored by God. There was no blame with him in the midst of a perverse generation. He kept himself. Jesus knew that you and I will have issues. He became our substitute. He has no blame. He is the word of God. Beloved, if there was no spot, no wrinkle in him. Actually, the word of the Lord says, when the devil came, he found nothing in him. Even Pilate said, I don't find anything wrong with this man. He didn't do anything. It takes him to create a passageway for me to call, Father, my Father. It takes his faith for me to live according to the will of God. Paul says that the life that I live now, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself. I am living in the understanding of his love for me. Stay with me this morning. This month is not a careless one. We will see things happening in and around the nations, more than what we have seen in the last 3 months of the year. But beloved, the safety and the safe net is with those people that choose to connect with God. It's going to be with a people and a generation of believers, beloved, that will be unperturbed or moved by what moved the world, because you have come to understand in this season heaven's agenda, and you are living heaven and on earth. So you are living your daily life with a knowing in your heart that you know what the will of the Lord is, and you are committed to doing the will of God. Here is the word of the Lord. He knew my weakness. He knew my shortcomings. But he was my high priest. He is still my high priest. He understands areas of weaknesses. For he was faced by all the same tests. Yet, beloved, he did not sin. There was nothing. So if a Noah can build an ark of safety, beloved, because he was blameless, there is a strong, beloved, refuge that we have in Christ Jesus. Beloved, who was blameless, faultless, there was nothing inside a beloved that the enemy has about him. The word of the Lord help us to see. He created a passageway to heaven on earth for us. He said, there we will receive his mercy if we come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will receive his mercy, and we will receive his mercy, and find grace to help us when we need it most. If we ever need the grace of God, it is now. Grace is the favor, or merited favor of God. Beloved, it was by that grace that you and I have susi atua nangaku kutuso. Ella mi otruso susi atua. Lenga kutuusa. God love his grace to us. Beloved, indu susi atua. Lenglustososua. To his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, so that you and I, through Christ, can have access to heaven's agenda while we're here on earth. Who doesn't want it? If you have ever seen the world living in their season, I think it only takes a blind man not to know that things are not the same in the way that they used to be. Men are going into the moon, going into the space. Men are troubled in different places. All the things that can be shaken, they are shaken. But God is saying, let your desire be in me. Jesus showed us how he related with the Father. He said, I am not self-instructed. I am God-led and God-instructed. And he instructed me because he showed me what heaven is doing. Beloved, Jesus was telling his disciples in John chapter number 1, I think verse number 15. And beloved, Jesus said, you will yet see if the heaven opened. And the angels are ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. He was not living as God, but yet he without beloved any confusion was so sure. He said unto him, John 1:51, I tell you the truth, you will all see heaven open and the angels of God going up and down on the Son of Man, the one who is the stairway between heaven and earth. He is our access. So when we are talking about accessing heaven on earth, it is in this season that we get God like we have never gotten him before. That we willingly and unashamedly give our life unto him who has called us. Beloved, who understand the time and the season. As the psalmist says, my time are in your hand. He yielded, he gave all unto the Lord. If there is any time, beloved, it is that now that we need to yield our time to the Lord. Yield our time, your time is your life. That is a time that we live in. They call it the natural, they call it the calendar years. And when an individual lose their time on earth, it is when they expire. So they said the person live from year 1900 to year 2016. Beloved, it means that was the time that there were no more. Beloved, but I'm talking about timing that talks about your life. Beloved, that we have to commit our very own dear life unto the one who created time. Beloved, in order to be able to access, beloved, everything that heaven has to do on earth, Jesus is the only one that can give us the access to heaven on earth. So when the Lord, by his infinite mercy, begins to speak about the month that we are in, and beloved, he knows what he was doing. Jesus, he brought many souls into glory. The blessedness of obedience for Noah, his family entered the ark of safety, and they were exempted, beloved, from destruction that was destroyed. Everything, the flood that was destroyed, everything in and around. Beloved, God started a new generation through Noah, and in Christ Jesus, God has started a new work of bringing many souls into glory. And beloved, that is why you saw the Lord begins to talk about the blessedness of obedience in Deuteronomy chapter number 28, 1 to 13, which we will walk through over this season and over this month. But beloved, I want us to know that it is important for us to have understanding of divine timing and to know what we must do in our season. Understanding of the divine agenda of the Most High God, Jesus paved the way for us to be able to access what heaven is doing on earth. What a marvelous work the Master has done for making us through Christ Jesus to be able to access heaven while we are living on earth. Beloved, Jesus, when he was operating like such, John chapter number 2, verse 24, he knew all men, beloved. He knew all men. He knew all men. Nothing was hidden from him. Beloved, he said he knew all men, and he did not give himself unto them, because he knew what was inside of them. Who was communicating that detail unto the Lord Jesus? It, beloved, it is God. He was revealing everyone's statuses, spiritual status of every man, what was inside of man. So he did not give himself unto them. He knew the Pharisees, he knew, beloved, he knew what he has to say when he was facing a pot, facing a pilot. He was unashamed, beloved, when he faced his critics, when he faced the people, beloved, that he met along the journey in the process of time. He engaged time in his favor. The time that Noah engaged was in his favor. How much do we know this is the time that we need to know what we ought to know? John 2, 24 says, but Jesus didn't trust them because he knew all about people. No one needed to tell him about human nature, for he knew what was in each person's heart. What was hidden unto others was made plain to him because he had access to heaven. Accessing heaven is not that he turned us to a parrot. Accessing heaven, understanding what heaven has to say, beloved, is not because it made us to be God's smart. No, it is the will and the mind of God that God give us the privilege of knowing, so that he can govern all the things that we do, and we are not running our life and wasting our time achieving results, but that are not God's results. There's something that God in this season is doing with the strength of what he has proposed and what he has prepared to do in our days, to do in our time, for those who care less, who care to want to know what God has in instituted and what God has prepared and what God is determined to do in our season. So that what we effect in our own personal life, what we effect in other people's life, is not a wishful thinking. It is according to the divine mandate of the Most High God. And if there is any time you and I need to come into that knowledge of truth, we are just in that moment now. We are in our moment that God, by His divine agenda, has created for us to walk in. My prayer, as Matthew chapter number 3, verse 13 to 17, you can read it at your own time. Jesus clearly said yes to the will of the Father, even when John was trying to stop him. And heaven was open. The voice of heaven was heard on earth, confirming and affirming him. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Beloved, when heaven confirmed and approved you, you careless about who despised you, rejected you, abused you, ignore you, marginalized you, subdue you, try to subject you to their own motives and their own thinking, because, beloved, you don't have to buy it, Jesus. Heaven was revealed on earth on him because he said, let it be so now. Showing us that this does not just happen. As he was being baptized, in the place baptism that he did was his obedience to the mandate of God. In a place of obedience, he was still praying. Other people will say, I obey the word, but they stop praying. He was being baptized and praying. His hand was open, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. When we are talking about living on heaven on earth, you are looking at heaven empowering a man, strengthening a man, confirming and approving a man. There is no man that could have done what Noah did without heaven's strength being released for him to be able to effect what he saw in heaven on earth. We are in a season that heaven of God is opening up our life. Divine strength, divine might, divine instrument of service, divine anointing and unction of the Holy Spirit is coming upon us, because what eyes have never seen before, what ears have never heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, what God has prepared for those who love him, this is that season that heaven will release it upon our lives in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The Father approved, the Father confirmed it. Beloved, that the fact that the rain fall, that the fact that the earth was completed, even though it endured, it took time, 100 years assignment, it's a big deal. When your mates were changing clothes, when they were riding the next best car, when they were God. I realize I am just beginning. God is looking for those who will have the heart of God. Those who will passionately follow after God. God is looking for men who Christ will be revealed to so that they can be revealed unto their world. God is looking for instruments that he will use, beloved, to advertise and to speak about God. Everywhere we go, without failing, without backing an eyelid, with at the face of any trouble or troubled I didn't call them. I said, after the prayer line, I will talk to you, to some of them. Some I don't even see anything. Jesus said, they have seen other blocks praying. They've seen the way other men utter meaningless word that is lifeless, that finishes on the earth and has no access to heaven. They said to Jesus, teach us how to pray. He said, our Father in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as in heaven. Jesus was saying that there is a kingdom much more superior than the visible kingdom. There is heaven's agenda. There is a sovereign rule of God that he has in heaven. So he said, reveal who you are. Reveal to us what heaven is doing on earth. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Everything that God gives us is based on heaven coming to earth. Whether it is our daily bread, whether it is protection, whether it is promotion, whether it is healing, whether it is forgiveness. What we are saying is that what heaven has already established, make it known unto us, so that it can be effective in our day-to-day life. He taught them how to pray. It is acknowledging the invisible in the visible world and acknowledging the rulership, the governorship, the directorship, the leadership of God on the earth. If we just want to live a mundane life, eat and make merry, and then we are dead. Beloved, it is a waste. It is a pure waste if you don't live by what heaven has on earth. Beloved, but God said he wants to give us access to it. So he taught them, he showed them that the most important thing, beloved, and it's applicable, your job that you do on earth in the mind of God is already established. So you can know what job, you can know what ways, because every platform of operation that God gives to us is to fulfill his end goal, which is to bring many sons unto glory. People, God will put you in high places. Man can misunderstand it. We might think we are territorial places. You open the door for other people, but you don't. You shut the door of heaven against them. Beloved, it's not just to open door for men. It's so that you usher men into God to partake of the same glory that you have in Christ Jesus. I was feeling sorry for myself, thinking, God, how did my life become like this? And God said, shut up and shake the devil out of yourself. I look forward to a city whose builder and maker is the Lord. And I cannot look forward to that city without enforcing the authority and the rule of God on this earth. And why, beloved? And Jesus said, it is to your benefit, beloved, our benefit in this time, because God must revive us. God must renew us. God must reactivate in our life, beloved, a passion and a love for him based on the revelation of the display of his amazing. matter until he left home and he comes to the crossroad in that certain place. And ever suddenly opened, God reiterated the promise. God said, you've done it by yourself, but now I will be with you. I will go with you and I will bring you back to this place. I will even give you this place that you are laying your head on. When he came back to that place, beloved, he said something must shift. Everything that he acquired in the house of Laban, it was heaven that was revealing on earth to him what he must do in order not to leave the house of Laban empty-handed. There are benefits if you are kingdom-minded. There are benefits if you will get to work with God at this time. You will save yourself today of future sorrow, of future pain. You will not have to walk in the net that man has drawn for you. Beloved, you can lift your head up in God like Jesus stood before the pilot. If you will prioritize the agenda of the kingdom of God, Jesus and the disciples thought that Jesus should be hungry. Jesus, beloved, when they came back to him in John chapter number 4, they were wondering, what has he eaten? Beloved, because they have gone to buy food. God must help me. God will help us. God will help us. But get ready in this month. People will call you stupid. People might consider you completely foolish. People might look down on you. They might despise you. But if you will know that you are ascending and living heaven on earth, you will set your face like a fleet upon the Lord. His disciples went to buy food. They came to him in John chapter number 4, verse 31. They said, Rabbi, eat. He said to them, I have food to eat that you do not know about. And the disciples said to one another, has anyone brought him something to eat? Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. Others were getting for natural appetite. But Jesus saw doing the will of God as the most important thing in his life. Beloved, the church has strained us and has built us up and made us to look at the natural more than the spiritual. When you come to Christ, you are a spiritual entity that God is restoring to your Garden of Eden. So, beloved, your spiritual quest, your spiritual thirst must outweigh your natural desires. Must outweigh, beloved, what you eat and go to the toilet with. Must outweigh what is destructible. Must outweigh the things that you have that cannot last. Because, beloved, the natural man cannot understand the things of the spirit, for they are spiritually discerned. So if you want to access and leave heaven on earth, you must check what are your priorities. You must know who you are working with. You must know what you are giving to God. You must get ready, beloved, to know who you want to follow. I cried unto God. I said with the words that you give me, if you don't help me, no man can help me. But wherever the carcasses are, that is where the eagles will gather. That is why I'm so glad I don't know what I have to talk about before I come. So as I open my mouth, the Lord filled the mouth with his word that must be heard, so it cannot be premeditated. We are talking about accessing. to the eyes of man. That is what God has prepared for those who love him, and he revealed them unto us by his Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verses 9 and 10. And God is saying, sons and daughters, I want you to access my presence. I want an intimacy and a fellowship with you. I want you to be entrusted with kingdom agenda and kingdom mandate to enforce dominion over the earth. If you will take of me and you will release what I give you, if you will share my glory on the earth in this month. This is not a month of self-will. This is not a month of self-focus. This is not a month to run after the things that has no eternal value. This is the month whereby you run passionately after God, and so that God will give you access into whatever he's doing, so that you live your life not based on guesstimates, not based on assumption, but you live with precision, with accuracy. You will live and do things with clarity and upright understanding of what the will of God is. They said, teach us how to pray. And the word that Jesus started with is, whatever is to be effected on earth. And he said, if you will be one that strive, one that prioritize, one that is mindful of the kingdom of God in this season, what man looks for will begin to look for you. Everybody was looking for food in the time of famine. But the raven located an Elijah in the brook where God placed him. God placed me in this brook, and the raven must locate me to take care of me in the time of famine. God located you. It is the place of divine obedience where God will say to Elijah, there is dryness in the land, go to the brook. The raven will come there to feed you. If you will stay in your own brook of divine leading, divine instruction, raven of God, an hostile animal will obey God to take care of you in the time of famine. When you yield to the will, to the word, and to the ways of God, when you are mindful of the kingdom of God, and God in Christ Jesus give you access to whatever is said, and you do according to what God told him. Beloved, Elijah did according to what God told him. Jesus did according to what God told him. He said, my food is to do the will of God who sent me and to accomplish his work. Do not say, there are 4 months, even, beloved, then comes the harvest. Don't misinterpret this season. It is not about the natural season. He said, do not say that there are yet 4 months, and then the harvest will come. He said, look, I tell you, lift up your eyes and see that the fields are white for harvest. Already the one who reaps is receiving wages and gathering fruits for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may rejoice together. For here the same also, one sows and another reaps. I send you to reap that for which you did not labor. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor. Christ paved the way for us to experience the proceeds and the profit, beloved, and the blessed as he has instructed us, so shall we do. Beloved, and that is why you will say this. You will see the word of the Lord coming unto, or coming by the grace of God unto Moses. He said, build according to the pattern that I have shown to you. There is a need to see. A heaven is a seeable place. Beloved, there is a need to know the will of God. The essence of gathering as a church. Beloved, in Isaiah chapter number 2, verse 2, the word of the Lord says that what we say unto another, let us go into the house of the Lord. Let us go into the house of the Lord. Let us go into the house of the Lord. Let us go into the house of the Lord. Let us go into the house of the Lord. Let us go to the house of the Lord. Let us go to the house of the Lord. That mountain of the Most High God, the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his path. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. It is a place of tutelage. So when God gave me that CCCI, beloved, he said, this place is not just a place where you just pray. It is a place where you are tutored and trained based on the divine instruction of God, and you are learning how to run the race of destiny without fail. Therefore, I decree and declare over every life that God brought, or God is bringing in this time of revival, in this time of renewal, in this time of reactivation, even of passionate seeking, a passionate desire, a passionate longing for the Lord. I decree and declare, let there be a capacity on the inside of every man to desire and long for God in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It's about the kingdom. Jesus said that is food for me. Jesus said that is satisfying for me. Jesus said that is fulfilling for me. He saw beyond the natural. So it was not a time to procrastinate. It is not a time to follow the natural weather. It is a time to access heaven on earth and live on earth what heaven had already done according to the precepts, according to the word of the Lord, without fail. When you do this, beloved, you will be glad that you have heard the voice of the Lord and you have done what he has said to you. So that is why we saw in that Genesis, in Matthew chapter number 6, chapter 3, it said, seek the kingdom of God above all else. Everything that we do must be this, beloved, that prioritize the kingdom above all else. Seek ye the kingdom of God above all else. What you are seeking is heaven on earth, heaven to manifest on earth, and live righteously, live in harmony, live in relationship, live according to the will of the Lord, and it will give you everything you need. What others were killing themselves to have, God will give you access to what was his, because the word of the Lord says in 2 Peter chapter number 1, 2 Peter chapter number 1, verse 3 to 4, the word of the Lord said, beloved, God's word begins to say to us, beyond the gege kulobrusus the atuat, ella pron de gege kusus, and the lapio atuat. By his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us desires that can bring man to be out of place with God. I decree and declare over this year, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, that you and I will begin to long for, to groan for, to desire. God's kingdom will be a priority above all our necessary needs. Beloved, whenever it comes to earth, and you are living on earth, whatever has already concluded, beloved, it releases power and strength to face what you have been commissioned to do without fear. So, by the knowledge of Christ, we have the key to access heaven. It became our doorway, beloved, to give us and usher us into the presence of the Lord, where everything that we ought to know is known. It is a month of renewal, a month of revival, a month, beloved, that God is going to confirm and approve his children, a month that God is going to showcase those whom he has called and those whom he loves. But it is a month that the believers must passionately seek God. It is a month that we must get God's result and not man's result. It is a month whereby we must trust God in every area of our life. It is a month whereby we must, as for us and our households, that you must be able to see your households being ushered into the ark of safety, into the ark of deliverance, into the ark, beloved, of protection, into the ark of salvation, into the secure ark of God. That is the presence of the Lord. Jesus said, if I do not go, the Holy Spirit will not come. Beloved, he said, if I do not go, 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 the Comforter, that is the Holy Spirit, it will not come. But beloved, Jesus has departed. The Holy Spirit has been imparted. It's the divine power of God that work with us and execute the word of God, execute the mandate of God, execute the will of God in our lives, enabling us to take from the, that he takes from the Father, reveal them to us, beloved, and he's the same one that will convict the world of sin, and he will convict them of righteousness and convict them of judgment. But for you and I, he is our advocate, he is our teacher, he is our instructor, he is our leader, he is the revealer of all truth, is the one that through the blood of Jesus give us access into what is happening in heaven in the mind of God. Jesus said to Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but has been revealed to you by my Father who is in heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So join me in this month of April as sons and daughters of God that are willing to see heaven on earth and live for eternal purpose and eternal agenda of God, and not live an ordinary life, beloved, that can add in the natural but is void of spiritual attainment and spiritual virtue, and that is void, beloved, of accomplishing what heaven has desired for us to walk in. I want you, beloved, whosoever you are, everywhere, anywhere around the world, if you know that you have played church in at all, and now you are ready to seek God, beloved, because we will soon know. Because the word of the Lord said, in the same time that Noah was building the ark, other people, they were doing wickedly. But when the time of revealing came, it was too late. But there are personalities that stick their God, Noah and his family. They have spiritual values, while others have natural values. And when their natural values cannot bring them into safety, God saved his people. God saved his people. Malachi chapter number 3, the word of the Lord begins to tell us the people said to the Lord, some words, because God said, you have robbed me. They said, yet will a man rob his God? But God said, the people have robbed him. Why did he say they have robbed him? Because he gave an order. He said, bring all your tithes into the storehouses. God could have given any order. In the same way that he gave an order unto Abraham, come out of your house. Beloved, this is God saying, if anybody defrauded him by disobedience, he said, you have robbed me. I gave it to you, but you have robbed me. And God was said to the people, for I am God, I change it not. Therefore, you, the sons of man, are not already destroyed. For since the days of your ancestors, you have scorned my decrees and failed to obey me. Now return to me and I will return to you, says the Lord. But you ask, how can we return when we have never gone away? They assumed that they were working with God, but beloved, there was disobedience. He said, should a people cheat God, rob God, yet you have cheated me? They draw to God with their mouth, but their heart was far from the Lord. So their heart was also withdrawn from their God. He said, you draw unto me with your lips, but your heart was far from me. It is my prayer this month that there will be a drawing unto God with our heart and our mind and our hand and everything that God has ordained for us. Tradition and vain worship disconnect man from God. Activities, but without any internal connectivity with God. It said, you hypocrite, Matthew 15:7, rightly did Isaiah prophesy of you, these people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrine the precepts of men. That is what the Pharisees, religious men, will talk about. Beloved, because why they connected man to the outward thing, and beloved, they prevented the inner connectivity of man, beloved to God. So they disappointed. These people, they said to the Lord, God said, you have cheated me, you have robbed me, they said. What did you mean that we ever cheat you? When did we ever cheat you? You have cheated me of the tithe and of his office due to me. You are under a curse, for your own nation has been cheating me. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, so there will be no food in my temple. If you do, says the Lord of heaven, I will open the window of heaven for you. I will pour you out a blessing so great, you won't have enough room to take it in. Try it and put me to the test. Your crops will be abundant, for I will guard them from insect and disease. Your grapes will not fall from the vine before they arrive, says the Lord God of heaven's harvest. Then all nations will call you blessed, for your land will be such a delight, says the Lord of heaven's armies. Beloved, they were suffering a loss. And God said, you suffer that loss because you have disregarded me, you have robbed me of what belongs to me. Beloved, beyond our money, we belong to God. We are a people that is saved for himself. If we don't yield to him, we deny him of ourselves. And beloved, it's easy to deny God of our stuff. So it's not appearing in Zion. If somebody must say, I am now old, I've been young when I was young. And beloved, I do the things according to my age. But now that I am mature, beloved, I must put away childish things. Peter said, when I was young, I behaved like a child. He said, but when I became old, I put away childish things. But beloved, it's not about the law. It's about the heart-to-heart connectivity. God is looking to restore back the elders of God into their Eden. He wants to restore us to a place of fellowship and intimacy. And beloved, when he said that, you have said terrible. Terrible things about me, says the Lord. You say, what do you mean? What have we said against you? You have said, what is the use of serving God? What have we gained by obeying his commands, or by trying to show the Lord of heaven's armies that we are sorry for our sins? From now on, we will call the arrogant blessed, for those who do evil get rich, and those who dare God to punish them suffer no harm. When the righteous are going through and the wicked are prospering, beloved, the people turn it off not. There is no need to even follow God. They decided to withhold the earth. But what does the word of the Lord say? There are generations of the upright, and I pray that you will be the one, that I will be the one, that God will locate us in this ministry. Those who fear the Lord spoke with each other, and the Lord listened to what they said in his presence. A scroll of remembrance was written to record the names of those who fear him and always thought about the honor of his name. They will be my people, says the Lord of heaven's armies. On the day when I act in judgment, they will be my own special treasure. I will spear them as a father spears an obedient child. Then you will again see the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not. It is a season that God has brought us into, where God called us into obedience and God called us into service. God called us to access and to leave heaven on earth. Those who have no access to heaven, They can do what they like on earth, but you and I must be led. You and I must be guided. You and I must be instructed. You and I must walk according to the precept and according to the divine agenda of God. And here comes this morning, as you and I are saying, I agree with what heaven has said about me, about us. In this month of April, access and leave heaven on earth. There's going to be conflict. Conflict in the sense that there are things that want you to live out on earth and only live by what you see on earth. But if you will agree with God this morning, the power of the Holy Spirit, beloved, will wrestle against every contentious enemy, everything that wants us to only be earthly minded and earthly led, be self-willed rather than willing the will of God. God will put up a contention against them. For he said, I will contend with those who contend with you. I will contend with them that contend with you. I will contend with those who contend with you. And I will save your sons. Beloved, there was conflict in the time of Noah. But he set his face like a flint upon the Lord, continuing the work that God has committed into his hands. And beloved, there was a time the work finished, and he brought them unto safety, himself and his household, and those who mocked him before, they were no more. When you look at those who despise God and they have become history, God start a new work with you and I. But beloved, God wants us to partner with him so that through us, we can share this glory, glorious promise of God, even with other men. I just want you to sing this song with me. I will follow you, Almighty God, in the beauty of your I will run to you, Almighty God, in the beauty of your holiness. I will run to you, beauty of your lightness. I will wait on you, Almighty God, in the beauty of your holiness. I will wait on you, Almighty God, in the beauty of your lightness. I will worship you, Almighty God. of your holiness. Lord, I thirst for you. I long to be in your presence. My soul will wait on you. Father, draw me nearer.
Yes, sir.
Draw me nearer to the beauty of your holiness. I will wait on you. In the beauty of your holiness, I will worship you, Almighty God, in the beauty of your
as the church, we will wait on you.
We will wait on you, Almighty God, in the beauty of your holiness. We will run to you, in the beauty of your holiness, in the beauty of your holiness, in the beauty of your holiness. Holiness.
Beloved, speak to the Lord in these 3 minutes. Talk to the Lord. It says, submit yourself therefore unto God, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near unto God and he will draw nigh unto you. Are we drawing? Are we yielding? Are we ready for the Lord? My soul wait on the Lord. Beloved, nothing makes sense. Beloved, without God. So God must be honored in our life. We must wait on him. We must be ready for him to renew our strength. We must be ready for him to revive us. We must be ready for him to restore us. We must be ready for God to reactivate a love and a passion, beloved, that make us to live for him. We must present ourselves according to Romans chapter number 12. Beloved, on the altar of the Most High God, li ustombo nenglike kukususia atuate endenge kususo sua atua elobi astrosusia. It said, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is good, pleasing and perfect will. When the word of the Lord said, I beseech you, brethren, present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, pleasing unto God. This is our true and proper worship. So it is a total yieldedness that died to the the self-will and die to the self-passion, to our own mandate sin. Beloved, in the midst of those situations and the territory that Noah was, he died to himself. He died to what others gain and have pleasure in order that he might please God. Jesus died to his own self-will. Beloved, in Matthew chapter number 26, in order to embrace the will of God, Jesus died at baptism to the faith, to the respect and the honor of man. And beloved, said it is mandatory that we have to do what is pleasing unto God. We must fulfill every word of God. He went into that baptism and prayed, and his heaven opened. For our heaven to open now, it is important for us to know that there must be a shift in our own mindset that is self-inclined and self-led and self-instructed and self-desiring what self can only have, that has no eternal benefit. Beloved, there is a need to shift from that mindset to a kingdom mindset that desire to see on earth what heaven has accomplished. So we have said to the Lord, as Prevailers Family Worldwide, we need your help. We yield ourselves unto you and our household. We lean unto you, Holy Spirit, our helper. Holy Spirit, our teacher. Holy Spirit, our instructor. Holy Spirit, our guide. Holy Spirit, we yield totally unto you today. Let your kingdom come and let the will of God be done. Let there be a renewing. Let there be a reactivation of desires, of longings in the heart of man, even for the eternal God that does eternal work in our lives. Let our heart, oh God, be changed. Likosus the atua.
Renewed, flowing from the grave.
that I found in you. Lord, I've come to know the weaknesses I see. By the power of your love, hold me close, O God. Hold me close. Let your love surround me. Bring me now. Draw me to your side. And as I wait, I'll rise up like the eagle, and I will soar with you. Your spirit leads me on in the power of your love. Lord, unveil my. Let me see you face to face, the knowledge of your love as you live in me. Lord, renew my mind as your will unfolds in my life, in living every day. Hey, in the power of your love, hold me close. Let your love surround me. Bring me now, draw me to yourself, and as I wait, I'll rise up like the eagle, and I will soar with you. Your spirit leads me on in the power of your love, and I will soar with you. Your spirit leads me on in the power of your love, and I will soar with you. Your spirit leads me on in the power of your love. Beloved, as I begin to sing that song, I have a good news. In this month of April, we will see on this altar some that have been out of work over season and over time. I see that God recruited you, that you begin to work with, you go back to work, and you see that the doors of opportunities are open to you. I see personalities in uniforms, and I'm asking the Lord, there were known faces who probably have been out of time even, and there are people that have done other things over time in the time of wait. The wait is over, and I see God releasing you into job opportunities, business opportunities that God has concluded in his mind that will take place in this month of April. It will not fail. It will happen cheaply. It will happen easily. It will surpass your imagination and your expectation, because the mouth of the Lord has spoken it, and the hand of the Lord shall perform it. It is a done deal, because I see not just that you are dressing, but I see you at work. I see you actually taking your place. I see your color change. I see God answering and attending to your case. So it is a time of great opportunity for those who will seek God. But whenever you seek God, you are getting God releasing his own concluded opportunity graces, his own concluded, beloved, assured victories, his release of his treasure and opportunity, beloved, of any type, of any kind, according to human individual needs. I see that taking place this month in the mighty name of Jesus. I love the men, but I want to tell you that the people that will testify first will be women, because I saw that it happened very, very clearly and very, very, you know, wait. So it is done. It is done. Heaven has concluded it, and nothing on earth will be able to oppose it. And whatever you do, it is not for your own feel-good factor. You have to know it's for the advancement of the kingdom of God. And you must not allow whatever God do in you for you to maim you. It must make you to advance the cause of the kingdom. So you must be kingdom-minded and kingdom-oriented. And you must know, you must make a covenant with God that whatever you give me will not take me away from you, but it will make me to draw more and more closer to you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So I saw the heaven open over some, and is open over our lives even in different ways. The whole thing that is happening this month is that there is a lot of answers. There is a lot of solutions that God is bringing about for those who wait upon him. Beloved, he knows the weaknesses. Even as we round up this morning, we are preparing for the midnight when we started 24 hours fasting and prayers. As we take charge, God has poured on us. What you have had this morning, I will upload it to the radio, and so that you can, on the radio server, so that you will hear it over and over again, and let the Lord prepare you even to return at midnight for the 24 hours fasting and prayer, which you are fasting food only. You can drink whatever, but beloved, we will be fasting from 12 midnight of Saturday to 12 midnight on Sunday morning. I will be appearing even on this prayer line every hour of prayer. And if you are on our WhatsApp list, you would have received the word, the blueprint of God for the month, and you will have also received, beloved, even the Touch Heaven program, which gives you a listing of the prayer watches. But I must warn you in advance, it is important that you are on time. A prayer watch can last as long as 10 minutes, and it can last as long as 11 hours. Beloved, I am in it for whatever God wants to do for me to take. I need the revival. I need the renewal. I need the restoration. I need to see heaven on earth. And I don't want it to be told me as a story. I want to live in it. Wherever I go, I must take heaven to those platforms, to those places. I don't want to live an ordinary life. I want my life to come now and for eternity. I believe that that is your desire. So I decree and declare over this month that no weapon that is formed or fashioned against anyone under the sound of my voice, our household, and those that are connected to us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against us, they shall be condemned. Even on our account, the Lord will contend with those who contend with us, and will save our children in the mighty name of Jesus. The enemy that comes against us in one way, they will flee before us in seven ways. When they come like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against them. Therefore, I decree and declare, for the Lord shall surround the righteous with favor as with a shield, everywhere we turn, as we carry the kingdom of heaven to any platform of oppression. Favor of God begins to answer for us, for Jesus grew in wisdom, in favor, in stature. He grew in favor with God and with man. Therefore, because we have embraced even the divine favor in the sight of God, I decree everywhere we turn, everything turn round in our favor for our good, and nothing will work against us, but everything will work for us. And when the Lord shook the earth and shake the nation, and shake the community, I decree and declare our life will be preserved, our businesses and our careers, our children's life will be preserved in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I decree, therefore, 1,000 will fall on our side, 10,000 on our right side. With our eyes we will see the reward of the wicked. Therefore, we shall not be smitten by the sun by day, neither will the moon even smite us by night. for the Lord shall preserve our soul. Therefore, I speak into the womb of the morning, the womb of the day, and the womb of the night. I decree they will not harbor wickedness, crookedness, hate. They will not harbor failure, rejection, abuse, joblessness, hostility, harassment. They shall not harbor anything that is contrary to our favor. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I speak into everything created by God, that they work together, aligning themselves to the divine mandate of God, and walk in our favor in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, in this month of April, we shall not be displaced, even from the place and the platform that God has given to us, from that place of intimacy and interaction and connectivity with God, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. For it is written, seek my face, and I will see it. Thy face, O Lord, shall we seek. Therefore, I decree and declare, as the deer pants after water, brook, so shall our soul long and thirst after the Lord. In this month, in the name of Jesus, I decree that the deep of our heart will call us to the depth of the heart of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, it is written, to deny a man of his portion, the Lord shall not approve it. Because the Lord disapproves it, your portion will not be denied you. Your portion in life, in ministry, a portion, beloved, in business, in the marketplace, a portion academically, a portion spiritually, a portion financially shall not be denied us. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, as the shepherd shepherd his sheep, the Lord is a shepherd, we shall not want, in the mighty name of Jesus. They came to Azua. For it is written, I have been young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, that their children beg for bread. I decree and declare that my God shall supply all I need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, blessed shall we be in the city, blessed shall we be in the land, blessed shall be the works of our hand. Our kneading bowl and our basket is blessed. We are blessed with the blessing of the heaven above. We are blessed with the blessing of the earth beneath. We are blessed with wellness and wholeness. We are blessed with wisdom and grace. We are blessed with divine power and divine light. We are blessed with divine instruction and divine leading. We are blessed with divine guidance, even over this month, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every day in this month will answer to us according to the word of the Lord, to access and leave heaven on earth. The heaven of our life shall not be brass. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I decree and declare in this month and throughout the days of our life, we will be above only, we will not be beneath. We will be the head, we shall not be the tail. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, those who bless us this month, they are blessed. Those who curse us and work ill against us, they are cursed. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, to every claim that the devil have over any life in this month, I declare that they are nullified. For who has spoken that shall stand, it is the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. Every demonic gang up, every demonic pollution, even against the prevalence, I decree and declare that they are nullified. But the power in the name of the Lord Jesus, Isopia and doke limon grosuziato, lenge cotosuzia, zapronde gecutuzate, ende gecutuzia, le prede no suato, ondo golobrusa ato, de kianda galibus ote, in the name of Jesus. Therefore, every arthritis of the enemy against our life, against the work of our hands, against our staff of bread, they are nullified by the blood of Jesus. I decree and declare we shall not suffer any loss of anything this month or throughout the days of our life. Good things come to those who wait, and the good news that will come to us, that will be like water refreshes a drying even heart. I decree and declare, let the good news of God begin to locate us from afar and from near. Therefore, I speak to the Prevailers Church Network and our covenant partners. I decree and declare in this year, in the name of Jesus, help of God will begin to locate us from the sanctuary. I declare that a little one among us shall become a mighty nation. Even one of us shall become a thousand times increased. In the name of Jesus, for the Lord shall increase our greatness. It will comfort us on every side. For the light of God has fallen unto us in pleasant places. We have a goodly heritage in Christ Jesus. in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I decree and declare, when man has said that there is a casting down, we will say there is a lifting up for us. In the name of Jesus, for the voice of rejoicing and salvation shall abide in the tabernacle of the righteous in this month, in the name of Jesus. Every agreement, even with death, is broken. Every oath and every covenant made on behalf of anybody by any personality or power or made before now, waiting to manifest as death, as disease, as even disgrace and shame, I declare that it shall not take place in the mighty name of Jesus. In this month, God will do an incredible work of moving by His Spirit to heal lives, to heal homes, to heal spiritually and physically, financially and mentally. Therefore, my Father, I decree everything that is created, oh God, by your word, I declare they cooperate to see the healing streams of life flow to every area of the life of the Prevailers Church Network and our covenant partners and our members and our leaders across the nations of the earth in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I bring you under the covenant of the blood of Jesus. I bring every household represented in the Prevailers Church Network family worldwide under the covering of the blood of the Lamb of God, that the blood of Jesus begin to speak as an atonement, speak in our favor, speak for our lifting, speak of our rejoicing, speak for protection, speak for preservation, speak to draw us closer unto the Lord, speak of the love of God revealed through Christ, even into us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, that the blood of Jesus break every barrier between us and God, and draw us more and more closely, intimately with the Lord our God. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, we access the divine agenda of heaven to be effected on earth through us by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, for the hand of Zerubbabel has started this work, therefore his hand also shall perform it. Father, we dedicate to you the touch heaven 8 times. Lord, as you prepare us for what you have prepared for us, I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that the heaven remains open, and Lord, that your hand will be strong and mighty even as we come into your presence. You will pray through us, Lord, with groanings that cannot be altered. Lord, in the name of Jesus, the groanings that cannot be altered, but that will alter every handwriting of the devil, and that will effect every divine utterances of God in our lives, in our homes, and in all that pertains to us. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, therefore I decree and declare every soul that is sick, I declare your healing, for healing is the children's bread. I command you to begin to partake of that healing now for your restoration, for your recovery, for your wellness, and for your health, and for your wholeness in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So also I declare to those who need those of opportunity in the marketplace and in business this morning, I declare that which heaven had already concluded, I declare that our ways are open up even for a supernatural engagement with new opportunities in jobs and projects, new opportunities as we desire according to the will of the Lord, begin to locate us in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I decree and declare whatever we do, that our eyes will be fixed on making the place of your feet glorious, on sharing the glorious gospel that you have given unto us, in advancing the kingdom of God wherever we go. Blessed be your name, our Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you, our God. Now unto you, the eternal King of glory, the Lord God Almighty, who have called me my Father, my God, the one who is my teacher, my leader, my instructor. You are the one that expressed yourself through the agency of my mouth. You choose the foolish things of the world to confound the wisdom of men. You are the one that performed every word that you have spoken concerning me. When you perform them, you perform them to perfection. Therefore, your word that has gone forth this morning, I am saying thank you. They're already perfected because the ark of Noah was already constructed before it was physically constructed, constructed and onboarded. Therefore, as by the eyes of faith, everyone has engaged the word that you have spoken this morning, and they have come on board on the word of God, even as we begin to see the realization and the manifestation even on the earth. I decree and declare that this word of God begins to speak for our safety, for our security, begin to answer for protection and preservation, begin to answer for promotion and for wellness and wholeness, begin to answer, Lord, even for our service of God that is effective, that produces the divine result, divine reward, and accomplish divine result in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, that you will keep us by yourself in the mighty name of Jesus. We are the vineyard of the Lord. You will not let any man off us, Lord, that you will protect and preserve everyone. Therefore, I give you thanks because you are committed and you are faithful to perform that which has gone forth out of your mouth. Thank you for exceeding our imagination and our expectations, even as you make your word good unto us. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.